I sit in the back row where I can keep my eye on everyone, as well as whatever is going on in the parking lot. I think of myself as the emergency warning system of the class. I plan disaster drills. How would we escape if the chemistry lab exploded? What if an earthquake hits central New York? A tornado? It is impossible to stay focused on algebra. It's not that I'm bad at math. I tested at the top of the class last year. That's how I got Dad to pay for my new bike. Math is easy because there is no room for debate. The answer is right or it is wrong. Give me a sheet of math problems and I'll get 98% of them right. But I can't get my head around algebra. I knew why I had to memorize my multiplication tables. Understanding fractions and decimals and percentages and even geometry, all that was practical. Tools I can use. It made so much sense, I never thought about it. I did the work, made honor roll. But algebra? Every single day, someone asks Mr. Stettman why we have to learn algebra. You can tell this causes him great personal pain. Mr. Stettman loves algebra. He is poetic about it, in an integral number sort of way. He talks about algebra the way some guys talk about their cars. Ask him why algebra, and he launches into 1,001 stories why algebra. None of them make sense. Mr. Stettman asks if anyone can explain the Wang-Didler's role in the negative Hotchka theorem. Heather has the answer. She is wrong. Stettman tries again. Me? I shake my head with a sad smile. Not this time. Try me again in 20 years. He calls me to the board.
I had to laugh when Melinda said, Mr. Stettman asks if anyone can explain the Wang-Didler's role in the negative Hotchka theorem. She's using nonsense words to show that she has no clue what her algebra teacher is talking about. That's a real switch for Melinda, because it turns out that she used to be on the honor roll. So whatever happened at the party has definitely affected her schoolwork. Also, at the end of the section, she imagines saying to the teacher, try me in 20 years, which means that she thinks it will be a long time before she gets over what happened. Okay, we're at the top of page 39 where it says, Mr. Stettman.